Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and comes on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. Every Sunday, actually, we're in our sixth year of the Small Business Advocate newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to that. I am in Boca Raton, Florida, as I mentioned earlier, at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference and interviewing ladies. I've got a total of about 15 or 16 ladies I'm going to be interviewing today and tomorrow, and this is pretty exciting for me because I get to meet all these ladies face-to-face. I also get to hear their stories and share them with you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the high points of my life is to be able to introduce you to people who are out there just like you, where the rubber meets the road, making payroll every day, hiring and firing and buying and selling and making it happen, making a difference. And I'm so proud of these ladies, and I wanted you to meet them. And first I want to introduce you to Marcia Firestone, who's the president of Women Presidents Organization, of the Women's, I'm going to say it right now. She's the president of Women Presidents Organization. And I got a lot of names, a lot of titles here, folks. Give me a break. And so, Marcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
It's good to have you here. And you brought along a friend, haven't you?
I have, actually, a friend that I've known for 15 years when she was just beginning her business, and that I know now, and who's a member of the Women Presidents Organization.
Right, and her name is Beth Bronfman. She's managing partner of Liebler Bronfman Lubalin Advertising. How did I do, Beth?
Terrific.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Very good.
A couple of those are tongue tires, aren't they?
Call us LBL.
There you go. Well, Beth, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your success as a business owner and as a woman in a pretty competitive field in the advertising industry. And I know a little bit about your agency, and you've done really well, and I want to congratulate you on that. And you've been, Marcia, tell us about what she's been nominated for.
Well, every year the Office Depot gives an award to outstanding business women. And the Women Presidents Organization nominated Beth for not only being a leader in her industry, but also in her community. And I tell you, because I've known Beth for 15 years, I can vouch for the fact that she's done wonderful things for other women, very quietly, unassumingly, but at the same time is a very outstanding advertising company.
Marcia, I'm going to go to Beth in a second, but one of the things that's been consistent when I interview successful entrepreneurs, successful small business owners, and I've interviewed a bunch of them, the one thing that keeps coming out, keeps popping out for these very successful people is how much they give back to the community. Do you see that as a common denominator as well?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the women I talk to who are members of the Women Presidents Organization tell me that part of why they want to be successful is so that they can give back.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, there's research from the Center for Women's Business Research
mm-hmm.
that's done a lot of the research on women business owners, and it has found that women entrepreneurs give back at a higher percentage than actually do male entrepreneurs.
Okay, guys, we got to work on that a little bit. Beth, tell us about your company.
Well, we're a full-service
Say the name again.
Okay. Liebler Bronfman Lubalin Advertising.
Does anybody ever get, like, a wrong number, and they say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong Liebler Bronfman?
Yes, that's why we give them cards. It's very hard. LBL Advertising, we're based in New York
City. LBL,
I
like that.
Yes. We're based in New York City, and we're a full-service advertising agency. I think the thing that's different about us is that we're really creative problem solvers. We look for long-term relationships with our clients, and we want them to make as much money as possible. The more money they make, the better we do.
I heard a myth earlier. This can't be true. 17, 18 years now in business.
Yes.
Right? You started when you were only 8.
Yeah, well.
Right? And did I hear that you've never lost a client?
Right. I mean, that really is true. If a client goes from one place, Marcia, they take us.
Can we believe this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, we're very
about.
Yes. It's true. I mean, we really service.
Congratulations.
Is very important. Thank you. And we like to think of our clients as family, and they are. I mean, you want to do great for people that you like, and I think that what we try to do is hook up with clients that we're going to be very successful with, where we can act as their in-house advertising agency, and we're really part of their family. We want them to be successful.
What is the typical size of a client that you have? Are they huge companies?
Budget doesn't matter. It's really, and I really mean that, it depends on the opportunity for growth and how we all work together. I mean, we've been doing this long enough that we know where we're going to be successful, which clients are going to let us be true marketing partners.
Sounds a little bit, Beth, like you might actually turn their business down if it's not a fit, if it's, looks like it might be something that, you know, you've been in this long enough to say, you know, I'm not sure I can be successful in this assignment.
Right.
You do that sometimes? If you do, that's a tough thing to have to do, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes, unfortunately, we do, because I think that I have to be responsible for my staff, and I have creatives, and it's a very subjective business, and people are giving 24/7. And if someone really doesn't want a true partner, it's not a good fit for us. I mean, we really want to be able to have an open relationship with the client and talk to them and really be like a partner. And if someone doesn't want that, it's not for us. And if it's 55 layers, it's not for us. We're very good working with the CEOs, the chief marketing officers, and working together as a team. And that's our culture, and it's very productive for us and our clients.
We're visiting with Beth Bronfman, who has received an award. She's going to be recognized as the Businesswoman of the Year Award winner, which is nominated by the Women's President's Organization, and who's represented here today by Dr. Marcia Firestone, who's the president of the Women President's Organization. And I'll get it right in a minute, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here at your service. Good to be with you, as always, folks. It's good to continue to be with you here in Boca Raton, Florida at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Women's Business, for Business Women's Conference. I've got to get that right. Dr. Marcia Firestone, ladies and gentlemen, is the president and the founder of Women Presidents Organization. And she's so proud of me for saying that correctly. You know, it's not that hard. I don't know why I keep sticking the S's in the wrong place. And also Beth Bronfman, who is being recognized as a Businesswoman of the Year, nominated by the WPO, and I like those initials. And she's the managing partner, I should say, of LBL Advertising. Can I say that?
Sure.
Well, Beth? Marcia, I want you to tell us a little bit about your organization, the WPO.
My pleasure. The Women Presidents Organization is really a very different organization from any of the other women's groups that you might meet. We have a minimum revenue requirement. So you have to gross annually at least $2 million to become a member. Mm-hmm. So we're for women who've already achieved a certain level of success.
You could say they're at the enterprise level almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the average revenues of our members are $11 million. Average years in business are 16.
Wow.
Average number of employees are 199.
These are some pioneers, aren't they?
Right. And in the aggregate, our membership represents a corporation, the size of a corporation, $5.8 billion in revenues,
wow.
103,000 employees, and 9,000 years of experience.
How do we find out about your organization?
Go to my website, our website, www.womenpresidents.com. With an S on the president, womenpresidentsorg.com.
Okay, womenpresidentsorg.com. And thank you for that. And folks, check that out. Ladies, if you fit that criteria, check out their website and see if it's an organization that you might want to join. I know some ladies that I'm going to tell about it. I didn't realize the specifics that you had there. I know some ladies I'm going to tell about that. And Beth Bronfman, give us your website too, please.
LBLadvertising.com.
All right. Now, you are a full-service advertising
yes.
company. You basically go in and say, you know, we want to become your in-house advertising firm. You handle lots of different things in advertising. But I want, and that's pretty intuitive, I think, for a lot of people. What I want you to talk about for a minute is, remember when you started this 18 years ago? There are ladies out there right now who are where you were 18 years ago. What would you like to say to them?
everything always works out. Nothing is that big of a problem. You're always going to be able to cover payroll. It gets better. It's a great, exciting thing every day to know that you're master of your fate and you're building this culture. And something I tell everybody to do is get a line of credit when you don't need it. That's one of the most important advices.
Cash is king, is it?
Cash
or queen.
Is king or queen. Join organizations like the WPO. I think what's very important as women business owners in a world where it's usually male-dominated or was, that it's nice to have a network of like women business owners that you can sit and talk to about issues, because we'll have the same issues, be it health insurance, mm-hmm. be it hiring, firing, whatever it is. And the WPO has allowed me to be with other women members of women business owners across the nation and talk about issues that are very tantamount to our business. So I think that that's a very important thing. I think it's just very exciting to own your own business and see it grow and nurture it. And women, we're nurturers. And to build a staff, most of my employees have been with me for like 9-10 years.
Wow.
So it's a nice firm.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, what is different today? What's the thing that women need to learn today that maybe wasn't even available to you? What about technology?
I'm the worst, so you're asking the wrong person. I mean, technology, yes. I think emails makes it a little more impersonal. I mean, I like to talk to people on the phone. I like to see people's faces. So I think that emails is a good way for people when they don't really want to see
It's a good tool, but it's not everything.
No. That's, I think, really the biggest thing. I think in editing commercials, it's much easier to do stuff like that now than it used to be years ago.
But basically, the fundamentals of dealing with humans, customers, employees, et cetera, vendors, that hasn't changed, has it?
No, people are people. You do work for people, and you want to work with people.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you very
Congratulations
much.
On the honor today.
Thank you.
This week that you're going to be getting. I'm very proud of you. And I want you to come back on the show again another time, and we'll talk again.
Thanks.
Dr. Firestone?
Yes.
Tell us, you got the last word.
I have the last word? Well, I asked myself, what's the difference between the two women I met 16 years ago when I first went into this industry, the one who stayed the same size and the one who grew? Mm-hmm. And part of what we're going to talk about today is exactly that. But I think the most important is the motivation and keeping the fire in your heart burning, because it's not always easy out there, and it can be very isolating and very makes you feel very down at times.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Dr. Marcia Firestone, Beth Bronfman. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 10:20 till, actually. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.